Good morning. It's 10 after 8 in the morning, Wisconsin Rapids time, on the Sabbath day, the 26th of June in the year 2021. And this morning's short message is titled, Pride Month is the Celebration of Unrestrained Sin. Our scripture is Romans chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. I give you a moment for you who are following along to read from your Bibles. Romans chapter 1, verse 26. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, which, by the way, is lesbianism. In verse 27, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet, or, in other words, which was correct or right. Now, the topic this morning is from a post I posted on Facebook. And I've been preaching all month on this on social media, and yet I still did not bring it here, sermon audio, to be sent abroad and to serve as a sort of a Cliff Notes version of what we're, you know, to have in our minds when we deal with these people. It's for those who are unsure on how to proceed in actually dealing with these abominations of God, whether it be in the workplace, on social media, at a restaurant. You know, I mean, we need to show our disgust for this vile abomination. Silence is consent, okay? We cannot remain silent as Christians. We must be able to express our disgust in one way or another. And here's how we go about doing it. There is a saying nowadays that is used by those who are engaged in the sick and demented world of homosexual acceptance by the masses, whether it be sports, teams, newspapers, social media. You know, they all have not condemned this. They encourage it. And the moment somebody famous comes out of the closet, it's all across the news, as if they're saying, here, God, this is what we think about your law. And they're essentially giving our Father the middle finger. This is the world. This is how they are. Okay? And the saying is this: love is love. I mean, really, they're not even subtle about it. They plainly take advantage of the dead, the spiritually dead, by just using one word, love, as if love is a universal thing and it can only mean one thing, love. Love is love, blah, 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 okay? Well, guess what? Love is not love alone, according to the scriptures, okay? LGBTQIP, these alphabet usurpers. And by the way, for those of you who may not know yet, you should know that the LGBTQIP stands for lesbianism, or lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, queer, incest, and pedophilia. Okay? That's what these letters mean. That's why I will refer to them as alphabet usurpers, to get around the algorithms on social media to not get me thrown off or thrown in jail, so to speak. Okay? And these things are an abomination. Now, an abomination, like Paul Washer says, is the worst thing that you can be to God. Truly, it is utterly reprobate. You are an abomination. You make God want to puke. That's how bad it is. Okay? And our scriptures for this, for those of you who are familiar with this ministry, you probably know them already by heart, but I'm going to say them again. Because every Christian should know these verses by heart. So we never get caught in remaining silent when we see it, or to act disinterested when we see it. Okay? Remember again, silence is consent. Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22. Okay? I'm not going to read it. You go look for it. It's there. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13. Okay, those deal specifically with homosexuals. And the penalty for homosexual activity, which is capital punishment, death by stoning. Okay? Not only is it an abomination, but we also know from the Apostle Paul, he tells us that this is not love, but rather it is vile affections. And hence, we refer back to the opening two verses for this sermon. Romans chapter 1, verse 26 through 27. And Paul says it straight away. For this cause, and these causes are listed from verses 15 through 25. Okay? God gave them up. He just gave them up onto vile affections. Right there, vile affections. It's not love, it's vile. And you must be one sick pup if you can correlate love with being vile. I mean, that's just it. You're not right in the head. Okay? Now, true love, according to the scriptures, are a couple of things. Okay? First and foremost, true love is obedience. Obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. Obedience to the moral law. Okay? This is love. Love is truth. Love is not pride, or another phrase to describe pride, self-seeking, self-love, self-righteousness. Okay, these things are not love. Okay, and we have these scriptures to verify this. With regard to obedience being love to the Lord Jesus Christ, we have in John chapter 14 and verse 15. Okay? Well, I've taught on this before, but I will say it again. Never hurts to keep repeating. Keep repeating the scriptures. Have them in your head. 14, verse 15. If you love me, and the word is ye, when the word ye is used, that means all of you, or you all, or y'all, depending upon what part of the country you're from. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And again, I've taught on this before. Goes back, for those of you who haven't heard the sermon yet, just go back and read the scriptures regarding the rich man who called the Lord Jesus good master. And you will find that when the Lord Jesus tells him to keep the commandments, and the rich man says, which ones? Well, the Lord tells him those commandments which are contained in the second table of the law, commandments 5 through 10. Okay, this is the moral law. The Ten Commandments are the moral law, for again, those who are not familiar with the ministry. Okay? We know that love is truth. Love is truth. I'll give you one verse here. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Okay, and we also see it in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7. Okay, and the word here used to describe love is the word charity. Charity also is love. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, which is what Pride Month is. Vaunting themselves, publicizing broadly and proudly that they are abominations. Okay? Charity vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up. Which again, describes the actions in Pride Month. Okay? It does not behave itself unseemly. Okay? Seeketh not her own, and is not easily provoked. Trust me, you call one of them a faggot to see how provoked they get. Charity thinketh no evil. Charity, or love, rejoices not in iniquity, which is what LGBTQIP is. It's iniquity. It is unrestrained sin. Charity rejoices in the truth. Charity beareth all things. Charity believes all things and hopes for all things and endures all things. Okay? This is what love is. You see none of that. Not in a biblical sense anyway. Not one iota of it. In any of them who are that way, and in those that support such abomination. They may not be that way themselves, but they support those that do. Liberal Democrats. Even Republicans are silent on the matter. Okay? And they will not publicly state that it makes them want to puke. Probably because it doesn't. Okay? You've got professing Christians, people that call themselves the children of God, who remain silent when confronted with it. Regardless of the many excuses, the biggest one is, well, we're not supposed to judge. Really? Since when? How's a tree known by its fruit unless you judge it? To know whether it's right or wrong. Of course you judge that kind of activity. You know it's an abomination. You already know in your mind, and you have said it in your mind, they're going to burn for their sin. But yet you won't say it. Well, what's the difference? In fact, it's actually worse if you know it in your mind and you think it, but then you deliberately close your mouth and not say it, or at least show some disgust towards it. What kind of state are you in? Okay? The point I would make to them, as gently as I could, would be to tell them to stop masking their perversions by calling it love. Okay? And to remind them that your kind of love is worthy of death. capital punishment by stoning in the eyes of God. We know that man's already wicked by even condoning such a thing. And he's even more wicked by legalizing it. When it actually wasn't legalized by the legislatures, but rather from the bench of the Supreme Court. Okay? Okay, just because they say it's okay doesn't mean it's okay in God's sight. God permits it, but he's definitely not the author of it. Okay? LGBTQ pride is sin run amok. It is unrestrained evil. And you who do such things are vile and unholy. And this is the truth according to God. Okay? And there is only one God. And you who hear this thing, these things, and remain in an unrepentant state, you are condemned already. We don't have to condemn you for it because God already has, as evidenced by Romans chapter 1, verse 26. Okay, well, if you don't believe Paul, okay, here's what the Lord Jesus has to say about it. John chapter 3, verses 18 through 21. He that believeth on him is not condemned. Okay, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you wouldn't be doing that stuff in the first place. You certainly wouldn't keep it to yourself if it makes you sick and you know that it's sin. Okay? But he that believeth not, that is, he who does not stand up for his Lord, is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world and that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hates the light, and neither comes to the light, which is the Scriptures, for fear that his deeds should be reproved, which is what we're already thinking in our head. We're reproving him. We should be saying it too. Now, there is a way to say it, okay, where you won't lose your job or get kicked off social media, and I'll get to that at the end of the sermon, okay? But we finish here with verse 21. He that doeth truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, and that they are wrought in God. Okay? So we see that they are already condemned. You're not really judging them when you tell them that they're going to burn if they don't repent. Okay? And explain to them why it is sin. You're not judging them. The Scriptures have already condemned them. All you're doing is repeating what the Scripture says. So technically, realistically, you are not judging them. God has judged them already. And now, for those of you who are fed up with remaining silent toward this abomination, and I know that there are some of you like that, you want to say something, but you don't, because there's this fear that's holding you back. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that, and it's really quick and simple and easy, okay? So you don't have to keep your mouth shut anymore, okay? There are a variety of ways to handle it and to express your disgust without going full on Phinehas, Numbers 25, verses 6 through 8. Phinehas, by the way, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, is the one who had seen the Israelite and the Midianitish woman together. He took up the javelin and ran them both through. Okay? That's what they deserve. That's what these people deserve. But we can't do that. Okay? So there are other ways to get it done. And it's not necessary that we should do it. The Bible's already condemned them. And we're not killers. If this were a different time, yes. By all means. Would have run them through, as is stated according to the law, and stone them to death. Now, any number of ways of getting rid of them, Okay, but the fact of the matter is that we cannot do that in the 21st century without killing our witness. The society will label us as murderers. We can't do that. Even though we may want to do it, we can't do it. And I don't recommend that you do it. Don't. God has already condemned them. Okay? So, instead of going full on Phineas towards it, I would do this. Okay? This is what I would do. If the opportunity arises for conversation with the offender, okay? And believe me, it will arise. Okay? The alphabet usurper, the offender, after they see your visible disgust, and you can do that. You don't have to look at it with a smile. You can look sick to your stomach. You can turn your head away in disgust. Okay? And that's what you should be doing if you're a Christian. Okay? If they see you do that and they ask you, well, what's the matter with you? Or what's your trip? Okay? You just tell them plainly, you disgust me. That's it. You disgust me. There's nothing wrong with that. There's no law being violated in saying that. You don't have to accept it. You can speak your mind with those three words. You disgust me. Okay? Now, should the offender ask why, and I really don't anticipate many of them asking why, but should it happen, okay, tell them simply this, that what they're doing is sin against God and against their nature as either a male or a female. Okay? And that's all you have to say. And this is what I would recommend that the women say. And leave it at that, as women are not permitted to preach or teach. 1 Corinthians 14:34 through 35 and 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 11 through 14. I'm not going to read it again. I've read it plenty of times over the course of the last 7 years. Okay, those who know me know that I teach this. The scriptures teach it. Paul commands it. Okay? For those of you women who may get to that point, okay? You want to continue? You share the sermon that I'm preaching right now. Okay, so they can listen to it. You don't have to violate the commandment not to preach and teach. Share the sermon. Simple. You've done your part. You've done your job. And you've kept the commandment. And that goes for any of them, whether they're homosexuals, lesbians, queers, trannies. And trannies are the worst of the lot, in my opinion, because it's straight up gender confusion. Okay, and again, it's really simple. If you're speaking to a transgender, and you're a woman, it's just plain and simple. You are what you are. You can't, biology doesn't lie. DNA doesn't lie. Okay, that's all you got to say. And walk away. That's not preaching the gospel when you tell them that the DNA doesn't lie. Okay? Now for the men, you say that, and then also use the notes given here. Okay, if you haven't memorized them already. Okay, you may have a better way of putting it across. This is just my way, how I would do it. Okay? And then when you're finished, you close with this statement. Repent, if you're able, and leave this lifestyle of utter depravity and unrestrained sin. That's it. That's all you have to do. You're not breaking any terms of service on social media. You're not committing any hate crimes against that which makes you want to throw up. Okay? You're not calling them queers or faggots or, you know, whatever word you want to use to describe them. Even though you may think it, you shouldn't say it. Okay? These things cannot get you fired. from your job, okay? And you can retain your integrity as a Christian, okay? If you proceed in this manner, you'll not be wrong, or in the wrong, as the world defines those who speak against the sins of the alphabet usurpers. You'll be able to keep your jobs. Again, since this is the most likely place for you to encounter such abominations, is in the workplace. Okay? Again, it doesn't violate the terms of service for social media. And should you have the conversation on social media, again, just be sure not to call them faggots or queers. Or lash out at them in an angry manner. Okay, believe me. You'll get nailed. You'll go to Facebook jail or Twitter jail or worse, get kicked off social media altogether. And then there goes your avenue for sharing the gospel if you're men. Okay? That's it. That's all you got to do. Show your disgust. Make a stand. Prove that you're a Christian. Not just by the word, but the deed. Let us pray. Father, I pray that you will grant permission and grace with mercy for the men and women who hear this message to have the opportunity to witness for thy word with regard to the men and also with regard to these sins, these abominations of the LGBTQIP or alphabet usurpers. Father, cause them to remember that it doesn't matter if they lose their life in this world from preaching the gospel, that they shall have the real treasure in heaven as a reward, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. It is in his name that I pray. Amen.